兄姐妹平安。今天我们来读今日的经文，是马太福音五章三十三到三十七节。
We'll be looking at the passage from Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 33 to 37.
你们又听见有吩咐古人的话，说不可背誓，所起的事总要向主谨守。只是我告诉你们，什么事都不可起，不可指着天起誓，因为天是上帝的座位；不可指着地起誓，因为地是他的脚凳；也不可指着耶路撒冷起誓，因为耶路撒冷是大军的京城；又不可指着你的头起誓，因为你不能使一根头发变黑变白了。你们的话是就是是，不是就说不是，若再多说就是出于那恶者了。让我们来一起祷告。天父上帝，我们感谢你，感谢你今早要给我们传讲你的话语，急着孩子。那么孩子特别的恳求你能够恩高孩子的口和孩子的心，能够传讲出来你的宝贵的话语，能够造就我们所有的弟兄姐妹。愿你的圣灵在我们每一个人的心中工作，让每一个人都能听得明白，想得清楚，也能够活出你的话语。以耶稣基督的圣名而祷告，阿们。那么我们在上个星期的这一个讲道当中，我们也看到说，耶稣在这个山上对着他的门徒说了很多贴心的话。
I think last week from the sermon that we had, we realized that Jesus on the mount had shared a lot of lessons with his disciples.
那么刚才我读的这个经文里面，很明显大家能看到是关于启示的话题。
I think certainly from the passage that I've just read, it's clear that the topic today is about oath swearing.
关于这个启示的话题呢，我呢就问了我身边的几个朋友。
And just about this topic on oath swearing, I've asked a few of my friends around me.
他们都是八零后和九零后的。
And they are all kind of Gen Y folks, post-80s and 90s.
我问他们说，你们觉得这个启示你们是怎么看的？
And she asked, what do you guys think about this, think about swearing?
其中一个90后的朋友，他非常的直接，他很快的就回答了我。
And this friend who was born in the post-90s, very directly and quickly answered.
他说，哦，我好像很少发誓哎。
And, well, I very rarely actually swear.
除非是有人可能把我逼急了的时候，我会去发几句狠话吧。
And perhaps when I'm forced to, I might say something quite vicious.
有的时候呢，如果我被人家给逼急了的时候，我还会发几句毒誓呢。
And sometimes even to the point of cursing.
但是一般来讲，好像这种情况比较少见哦。
And generally speaking, though, it's quite unusual for me to swear.
所以他对我最后说，总的来说呢，现代人好像很少发誓。
And so generally speaking, I think these days, this swearing seldom happens.
第二个朋友呢，是八零后的。
And the second friend was born in the post-80s.
他非常笑眯眯地跟我讲。
And he smilingly says,
我其实比较喜欢那种谈恋爱时候的那种山盟海誓。
And I prefer those that take place when you are dating.
爱你到天荒地老。
Love till the end of times type swearing.
我说其实我也是喜欢啊。
And pastor says, well, I kind of like that too.
我想我们大概每个人都喜欢吧。
I think all of us will like that.
第三个朋友呢，也是九零后。
The third friend was born in the post-90s.
他语出惊人。
I said something quite shocking.
他说：“我觉得发誓这个东西呢，是有点多余的。
I actually find this notion of swearing is quite unnecessary.
如果这个人平时就是让我信任的
，If this person is someone that I usually trust,
他就是不发誓呢，我也信任他。
Even though he or she does not swear, I'll still believe him.
如果呢，他如果这个朋友平时的时候就不是让我信任的。
But if this is someone who is not trustworthy normally,
那么他就是在我的面前再怎么样发誓，我都不会信他的。
No matter what he or she does by swearing, I'll still not believe him.
那么在座的大家对发誓怎么看呢？
How about every one of us here? How do you guys take this view this?
相信我们每个人都有自己的看法。
I think all of us have an individual unique view of this notion.
那么耶稣对启示是怎么看的呢？
And how does Jesus actually view this the offering?
34节耶稣说。
Verse 34, Jesus says,
只是我告诉你们，什么事呢都不可起。
But I tell you, do not swear an oath at all.
紧接着他说，他对所有的认为不可以起的那些事呢，都做了一个列举和总结。
And following that, I think Jesus made a statement and a summary of things that you cannot swear on.
34节后半句说，不可指着天起誓。35节说，不可指着地起誓。
Second half of verse 34 says, "Do not swear by the heaven." Verse 35, "Do not swear by the earth."
不可指着耶路撒冷起誓。
Cannot swear by Jerusalem.
36节又说，不可指着你的头起誓。
And verse 36 says, "Do not swear by your head."
那么耶稣到底是在什么样的一个社会环境下，让他能够说出这样的话呢？
So what kind of society did Jesus live in when he was speaking this way?
据说呢，当时在这个门徒的时代。
It was said that during the times of the time of the disciples,
有很多人呢都很喜欢起誓。
A lot of people actually like to swear.
有些人呢，他们不敢直接用上帝的名来起誓。
A lot of people do not dare to use God's name directly.
但还要达成自己的目的。
But in order to actually achieve their objectives.
因为他们想要别人相信他们的话。
Because they want others to believe what they are saying.
所以呢，有的人就指着天。
So some will actually point to the heavens.
有的人指着地。
Some will point to the earth.
有的人指着耶路撒冷。
To Jerusalem.
有的人甚至指着自己的头起誓。
Even to their own heads.
如果我们今天呢，要是看到说，今天的社会上有很多谣言满天飞的这样的情况。
I think in our societies today, we see a lot of rumors run wild type situations.
那么当时的门徒呢，其实他所面对的呢，是一个誓言满天飞的这样的一个社会情景。
I think the disciples back then, I think they were facing a social phenomenon of a lot of oaths and swearings running wild.
那么正是这样的一个誓言满天飞的这样的一个社会现象之下，耶稣才对门徒说了这番话。
So facing this sort of social phenomenon, this is what Jesus was referring to when he said these.
耶稣说，只是我告诉你们，什么事呢都不用起了。
And Jesus says, but I tell you, do not swear an oath at all.
为什么是什么事都不可以起呢？
Why is that so?
耶稣呢，接下来呢，说出了原因。
And Jesus gave his reasonings after that.
因为天呢，是神的座位。
Because heaven is God's throne.
因为地呢是神的脚凳
，and the earth is his footstool.
耶路撒冷呢是大军的京城
，and Jerusalem is the city of the great king.
也就是说，即使你们表面上来看不是用上帝的名来直接的启示
，even though on the surface it looks as though you're not swearing on God's name.
但是这些天呀、地呀、耶路撒冷都是变相的指着上帝的名来启示的。
But this heaven, earth, and Jerusalem, you are covertly or using God's name.
这些都指向上帝的同在。
And it's a notion of God with us.
上帝本身。
God Himself.
也就是耶稣在这里指出，什么事都不可以起。
And here Jesus is pointing out that we can't just swear on anything.
就算说你自己用你自己的头来起誓。
Even if you use your own head to swear by your own head.
你既然没有能力可以把一根头发让它变黑或者是变白。
And you do not even have the power to turn your hair either to black or white.
而你自己本身呢也是上帝所造的。
And you are created by God himself.
那么你指着你的头起誓又有什么用呢？
So what's the point of swearing by your own head?
若是看回旧约。
If we revisit the Old Testament,
我们就看到有一个类似的情景。
We actually saw a similar scene.
这个情景呢，跟耶稣和他的门徒的这个情景有些相似。
And similar to what the scene that Jesus had with his disciples.
这里呢，是耶稣呢，对着门徒呢，在山上说话。
And this is where Jesus was speaking to his disciples on the mount.
而这个旧约呢，是在利未记的十九章十二节呢，是耶和华对着摩西。和那些以色列的会众来说话的。
And in the Old Testament, it's in the book of Leviticus, where God was speaking to Moses and the Israelites.
耶和华说，
And God says,
不可指着我的名来起誓。
Do not swear falsely by my name.
亵渎你神的名。
And so profane the name of your God.
我是耶和华。
I'm your Lord.
当时利未记耶和华对摩西说的那句，不可指着我的名起假誓，亵渎你神的名之前，前面有一个句子。
And before this verse, when God says, "Do not swear falsely by my name, and so profane the name of your Lord,"
这个句子是，你们不可欺骗，也不可彼此说谎。
The verse preceding this says, "Do not lie, do not deceive one another."
也就是说，你们要是想要彼此的这样的来欺骗，或者彼此来说谎的话
，And if you're going to be lying to each other,
然后你们起的这个誓呢，就是假誓。
So you guys would just be swearing falsely.
因为你们想要用启示的方式让别人相信你们的谎话。
Because you want others to believe your lies by swearing.
这样的事呢，就是假事。
And these are false swears.
就会亵渎上帝的名。
And it will smear God's name.
这里耶稣说，什么事都不可起。
And Jesus says here, you can't swear by anything.
也是有一个谎言的背景在前头的。
And there's actually a premise underlying this.
就是在那个时候，誓言满天飞。
Because back then, oaths, swears, run wild.
一些人呢，他们明明是在讲骗话。
A lot of people were clearly lying back then.
他却为了让别人相信而增加他的可信度。
And in order to actually increase their own trustworthiness,
他就指着天地耶路撒冷，指着他的头来起誓。
And so they swear by heavens, the earth, Jerusalem, and by their own heads.
在这些的这个地方呢，在他们看来是有分量的。
Because they regard these places as places of substance,
是指向神的
and point towards God.
而他们又没有直接提到神的名
and they did not use God's name directly.
所以他们觉得自己很巧妙的来启示
and therefore they were quite willing to do this.
针对这样的情况
and facing the situations,
耶稣呢就好像一个灭火器一样的
and Jesus was somewhat like a fire extinguisher.
他说了一句什么事都不要起了
and he said this, "Do not swear at all."
来平息了这场誓言满天飞的火焰。
To try to calm down, kind of these flames of lies that arise from oaths running wild.
其实，在我们的日常生活当中
，actually in our day-to-day lives,
如果我们看到说有一个人在我们的面前一直谎话连篇
，if you see someone around us who is lying,
当你听多了的之后
，when you hear it often enough,
你有的时候就很想戳穿他一下。
I think very often we like to expose them.
然后你就会往往脱口而出。
And very often you might blurt out.
啊，你与其说这么多的谎话的话，你倒不如一句话都不用讲了。
Since you're lying so much, you might as well just not speak.
我们说这些话的时候
，When we say this though,
我们其实不是阻止这个人说，从今以后你就再也一句话都不要讲了。
We're not trying to prevent this person from speaking from now on.
而前提是什么呢
？But what's the premise?
如果你要再讲这些骗话的话呢，你呢就以后不用再讲这些骗话了，其实是这个意思。
And what it means is, if you're going to be lying, you should just not be lying at all going forward.
这句话呢听起来有一点绝对。
Even though this sounds quite absolute,
但目的呢是为了阻止他说谎。
But the point is, we're trying to prevent this person from lying.
耶稣在这里说出说什么事都不用起了。
And Jesus here says, "Do not swear an oath at all."
他其实也有一点类似的这样的一个语气。
And I think the tone is somewhat similar to what the pastor just said.
耶稣了解人的心。
Jesus understands the heart of man.
他知道有的时候呢，人们外表的这个外表上看来启示。
Jesus understands that sometimes on the outward, outwardly, I guess we are swearing.
其实他是为了掩盖他自己内心的欺骗。
It's just in order to mask the deceit in the inner heart.
其实他心里面特别想欺骗别人。
And they indeed want to deceive people.
他还要启示来让别人相信他的谎言。
And in order for people to believe him, they have to swear.
耶稣说
，Jesus says,
若是在这样的一个谎言的前提之下的话，你就什么事都不用起了。
And if you're going to be using this in the pretext of trying to lie to other people, you should not swear at all.
更奇妙的是
And more amazingly,
接下来耶稣说了一句非常令人平静和低调的话
And Jesus actually said something that's quite calming and quite low-key.
这句话也值得我们深思
And it's also worth reflecting upon.
他在37节说
In verse 37, he says,
你们的话是就说是
All you need to say is simply yes,
不是就说不是
or no.
再多说就是出于那恶者
Anything beyond this comes from the evil one.
恶者呢，就是指撒旦。
And this evil one refers to Satan.
而撒旦本身就是谎言之父。
And Satan himself is the father of lies.
面对着许多人以发假誓来掩盖自己内心的欺骗这样一种情况。
And it's And just when you're facing other people by swearing falsely to actually cover your own deceit.
耶稣不要他的门徒跟这股谎言之风。
And Jesus does not want his disciples to follow this trend.
好，跟上别人呢，讲骗话啦，发假誓啦。
To follow others, to lie to people, and to swear falsely.
耶稣说。
And Jesus says.
你们的话，是就说是，不是。就说不是就对了。
And Jesus just says, if it's yes, say yes, no, no.
耶稣呢，用这句话来平息那些讲谎言的烟雾弹。
And Jesus was trying to use this to calm down the smoke bombs of lies.
他使人能够回归我们的内心。
And to come back to ourselves.
呼唤真诚。
And to just call out their sincerity from within.
耶稣不只是想要他的门徒从此以后不要发那些假誓。
And Jesus not only does not want his disciples to not swear falsely going forward,
而更想要通过是就是是，不是就是不是，来挑战门徒的内心。
He indeed wants to use yes or no to challenge the disciples.
他挑战门徒活出一种不一样的生命。
To challenge the disciples to live a different type of life.
一种诚信的人品。
Is it the life with a sincere character?
有一颗追求真理的心。
A heart that actually strikes towards the truth.
这样做下去的话。
Then this, if this continues over time.
日久天长。
Over a period of time.
以后门徒呢，他无论是说什么。
And regardless of what the disciple says going forward.
别人都会认为他们是可信的。
And people actually find them very trustworthy.
是值得别人信赖的。
And it's something that they find reliable.
一个有诚信的人
Someone who is sincere,
是在这个平常的日常生活当中
in a day-to-day life,
他在与人与人之间的这个交谈的时候
in the day-to-day human interaction,
他本身就是诚实可信的
he's sincere and trustworthy,
是真诚朴实的
and is someone who is sincere,
是厚道可靠的
kind and reliable,
他们的话不需要发誓的
they do not need to swear,
但是也值得别人相信
But it's actually someone that people will find or deserve to be trusted.
换句话说
in other words,
对于一个值得信赖的人说，信赖的人来说
someone who is actually deemed to be trustworthy,
耶稣说，你只说一个简单的是或者是不是就好了。
By simply saying a yes or a no will just suffice.
因此我们看到对于发假誓
So we see that by swearing falsely,
耶稣是禁止的。
Jesus strictly prohibits us.
那么呢，对于那些其他的一些誓言呢？
And how about others?
对于那些能够造就人、安慰人的这些誓言呢？
And how about things that actually where we can comfort and actually bring up or train others?
新约并没有禁止。
New Testament did not prohibit.
比如说保罗在哥林多的这个后书一章十八节。
And similarly, when Paul in the Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18.
他说：“我指着信实的神说，我们向你们所传的这个道，并没有似是而非的。”
But as surely as God is faithful, our message to you is not yes and no.
保罗在这里，他特别的想要向众人保证道的正确性。
And Paul here specifically wants to show the Israelites, the crowd, that the message itself is accurate.
他想藉着自己所传的这个道来造就人。
And he wants to use the message that he's spreading to actually train and bring up people.
所以他指着信实的神说。
And he's turned to the faithful God and says.
保罗在加拉太书的一章二十节也说。
In Galatians chapter 1 verse 20, Paul also says.
我写给你们的不是谎话。
I assure you before God that what I'm writing to you is not lie.
这是我在神面前说的。
And this is what I said before God.
也是说他想要用所写的这个道来造就人。
And similarly trying to use the sermon that is written to actually train people.
而上帝本身呢，他自己呢，也启示。
And similarly, God has done something similar.
比如说创世纪的九章九到十一节。
And in the book of Genesis, chapter 9, verse 9 to 11.
上帝呢，与挪亚一家呢，立约。
God made a covenant with the family of Noah.
向他们保证呢，会实现在他们身上的一切的这个诺言。
That the promises that he has will be delivered through the family.
那么在我们的周遭，你也会看到有一些誓言。
I think in our surroundings you'll see something similar.
首先，我们见过有在法庭上面发誓的。
We see those in a court of law.
他举手说啊，我愿意保证我家接下来所说的话都是属实的。
I swear to tell the truth, but nothing but the truth.
还有在婚礼上的时候
similar in weddings,
新郎和新娘都会宣誓说
the bride and the groom will say,
彼此呢无论是贫穷还是富有
for sickness, in sickness or in health, poorer or richer,
无论是疾病还是健康
sickness or in health,
都会相守在一起
till death do us part.
再有再有就是说，当我们加入新加坡国籍的时候
，and similarly when we became Singapore citizens,
啊，要宣誓忠于这个国家
，we have to swear our loyalty to the country.
这些誓言呢，其实对于坚固人心和让我们能够信守承诺呢，是很有帮助。
Actually, this sort of oaths actually strengthen our resolve and actually help us to fulfill our promise.
在上个星期的那个有一个啊，志英姐家，我们有一个小组的聚会。
Last week, there was a gathering in one of our sisters' homes.
弟兄姐妹们就在这里那个欢聚一堂。
There was a happy gathering.
感恩用餐。
Thankfully having a meal.
然后用唱诗来表白自己的信仰。
And using hymns to express our faith.
他所那个我们当时所唱的这个诗歌是主，你是我最知心的朋友。
And one of the hymns that was sung was my most understanding friend.
他最后的一句就是这样的。
And the last phrase is.
我以起誓要跟随主。就永不改变。
I vow to follow you. This will never change.
然后我现在再给大家唱一下这个歌词。
Pastor will now sing this.
这句就是这样的。我以起誓要跟随主，永不改变。是这样的一个句子。他们想要表达的是什么呢？是想要表达我们对主的决心。当我们唱出来的时候，就是这个样子。
I'm not going to sing this, but the point of this phrase is to strengthen our resolve and determination to follow God.
啊，当我们唱出来的时候，说我以起誓，然后我以起誓要跟随主，永不改变，就是这样的一个意思。
That I've vowed to follow God, and this will never change, and that's what it means.
呀。那么大家刚才也看了我说了这种种的这种誓言的情况，对吗？
And we have seen a lot of situations where pastors brought up where oath takes quite common.
那么你大概对这个基督徒能不能发誓呢？有没有一个比较全面的这样一个看法？
Do you have a better, more holistic view on how about the oath sharing for Christians at this point?
对于那些能够造就人的
，for those who can actually help people,
安慰人的
，comfort people.
帮助人的
to help people.
下决心来保守承诺的这样的一些誓言
to actually be determined to follow through with promises.
你在需要的情况之下
in this necessary conditions.
你可以继续发誓
You can continue to swear oaths.
但是对于那些欺骗的
But for those situations where lies are involved.
那些假誓
Those false oaths.
耶稣在这里坚决禁止
And Jesus here strictly prohibits them.
耶稣更看重的是
But what's more important for Jesus?
他想要挑战门徒的内心
He wants to challenge the inner heart of the disciples
要门徒做一个诚实的人
They want the disciples to live to be honest people
你是就是是不是就是不是
A yes is a yes, a no is a no
活出一个真实无伪的生命
Live a life that's honest without any falsehood
这就让我想起了这个我刚才开头提到的那个90后的那个第三个朋友
And this again brings me back to the third friend who was born in the post-90s earlier.
这个朋友虽然很年轻
Even though this friend of hers is young.
但是他所说的话却是很有一番深意的
Actually, there's actually quite a bit of meaning to what he said.
他说如果这个人平时是我信任的就算说他不发誓我也信任他
He said even if this person is someone that I trust with no strings attached, even if he doesn't swear, I'll trust him.
如果这个人平时呢就是不让我信任的
But if this person normally I do not trust
他就是再在我面前怎么样发誓我也不会信他
So no matter what he does by swearing I will not trust him
而今天的信息当中，耶稣对门徒所说的呢，也是这个同样的意思。
I think what Jesus is telling the disciples today is something very similar.
也就是重点，耶稣想挑战我们的是我们平常的这个行事为人。
And this, the challenge is for us in our day-to-day dealings with in our lives.
也就是我们的人品。
Is our character.
耶稣这样教导门徒，他自己本身其实也活出了这样的一个生命。
And Jesus, by teaching the disciples this way, he himself has lived out his life this way.
当耶稣在公会里面受到那些大祭司们挑战的时候。
When Jesus was being questioned by the high priest,
耶稣说什么？
What did Jesus say?
耶稣说，当他们问说，你是神的儿子基督不是？
When he was asked,
耶稣对他们说，
And Jesus said,
你说的是。
You have said so.
在巡抚的比拉多面前，
In front of the Pilate,
巡抚问他，你是犹太人的王吗？
He was asked, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
耶稣说，
And Jesus says,
你说的是。
You have said so.
那么对于我们华人基督徒来说，
And for us, the Chinese Christians,
我们想要在平时这样活出一个是就是是，不是就是不是的生命，好像很不容易。
Actually, to live a life where we are quite binary, a yes is a yes, a no is no, is not that easy.
事实是，作为我们华人，
The fact is, being Chinese,
我们有些含蓄。
We have some constraints.
常常该说是的时候呢，
Very often we want to say yes.
我们就看看周围的这个环境是怎么样的。
We'll look around, check out others.
然后我们就退缩回来。
And we'll retreat.
然后我们就不敢说是了。
And we dare not say what we want to say.
如果我们该说不是的时候呢？
And similarly, we want to say no.
我们也不敢轻易去拒绝别人。
We do not reject others lightly.
我们怕别人受到伤害。
We are afraid to hurt others.
所以我们常常在心里面犹豫挣扎。
And we therefore often struggle in our hearts.
我曾在身边见过一位老牧师。
The pastor had met a senior pastor way back.
当我遇到一些问题的时候。
And when she had, was faced with some questions.
我直接去找他。
She went directly to him.
然后那个时候我以为他会像其他人一样来回答我。
And she actually expected him to do what others would typically do by answering her.
他可能会回避我。
He might avoid him.
他可能会不做什么解释。
He might not explain much to her.
他可能不愿意承认。
He might not be willing to admit.
但是当我问完他这个问题的时候，
But when pastor finished asking this question,
他却用一个非常浑厚的声音来回答我。
He answered in a stern tone.
他说是。
He answered yes.
那个时候呢，我感到心里面有一阵的触动。
And at that moment, I actually felt quite touched.
因为耶稣对门徒的教导就说，你是就是是，不是就不是。
Because Jesus had taught the disciples, yes is a yes, a no is a no.
其实耶稣他深深的知道，门徒要活出这样的生命，在当时的这个处境之下是非常难的。
But Jesus was fully aware that for disciples to live out this life, actually comes with a lot of struggles.
同样的。
Similarly,
今天我们想要活出这样的一个真诚的生命，也是很不容易的。
And to live out this sort of life today, will come with a lot of struggles as well.
甚至有的时候，我们内心会有很多的挣扎。
And we will certainly have a lot of struggles internally.
在今天的这个文化之下
，And in this culture today,
这样的华人文化之下
，Particularly in the Chinese culture,
我们能否在该说是的时候
，Well, can we actually in times when we're supposed to say yes,
敢敢的说是？
I guess daringly say yes.
能否活出这么坦然和真诚的生命呢？
To actually live out a sincere and honest life.
老牧师的坚定的是。
The senior pastor's stern yes.
他常常回荡在我的这个耳边。
It often resounds in the pastor's ears.
也让我想起耶稣在众人面前。
And helps me just brings me back to the time when Jesus in front of the crowd.
甚至是明明知道想要害他的那些人的面前。
And even when he was being questioned by his enemies,
他诚恳地说是。
He sincerely said yes.
弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
你是否也有过说，当别人问你问题的时候，你很难说是或者不是的时候呢
？Have you been in situations where you've been asked and it was difficult for you to say a yes or a no?
尤其在我们今日华人含蓄的文化之下。
Particularly in our somewhat reserved culture for the Chinese today.
我们在该说是的时候察言观色。
When we are supposed to say yes, we often just look at other people's faces.
我们很难理直气壮地说是。
Very often, we find it hard to simply say yes.
也很难在说不是的时候。
And similarly, it's difficult to say no.
怕别人受到伤害而拒绝对方说不是。
To actually hurt others by rejecting them.
让耶稣那真实无伪的生命不断地来激励我们的内心。
Let's let Jesus' honest and sincere life to continue to motivate us.
那我让我们哪怕就在这个平常的这个人与人的交往之中。
To help us in our day-to-day interactions with other people.
哪怕就是一个非常简单的谈话。
Just even just a simple conversation.
一个普普通通的与人交谈。
And it's a daily dialogue with others.
你能不能勇敢地去跨越你那个心里面的防卫心理呢？
Can we actually override our self-defense mechanism?
然后能够真诚地说一声是。
And to be able to sincerely say yes.
或真诚地说一声不是。
Or sincerely say no.
让我们就从这样的一个简单的事来开始吧。
Yeah, let's start with something this simple.
让我们能够敢敢地活出一个真诚的生命。
Let us be willing to actually live this life of sincerity.
活出这个真诚虽然有些冒险。
Even though it does come with some risk, perhaps.
但只要你长期坚持下去。
But if you persist over time.
就会有收获。
This will bring fruits.
让我们来祷告。主啊。